Hey, it's Russ Payne with Roleplaying Public Radio. This RPVR actual play, Savage Rifts,
woo!
Which is a setting for Savage Worlds, Symphony of the End, Session 12.
It's very savage.
It is incredibly savage, as Steve, played by Tom,
hello!
Had to experience the most savage fate of all.
He's not okay.
Yes, in the last...
Was your grandma or something?
In the last session...
Oh, if only it was that, but no, she will never die. No. She's too stubborn.
In the last session, the player characters had to rescue the muse of children's music and were transported to the realm of children's music.
Thank fucking God it was.
And funny. Steve found out he had been transformed into a little human boy.
There was no tail. I had like teeth, or I had baby teeth.
Yep.
And it was hell.
And all the broken toys loved him, but they had to go on a journey to go to the king of children's music.
There was a broken toy for your broken
heart. Yeah, that actually was quoted. That was quoted.
I will live in for infamy.
Yeah.
You are a monster.
I really am. I was like, how could I fuck with Tom for the next... Oh, wait, I know. He likes being a big reptile guy. Well, guess what?
Well, I like it, but I am. That's what I am, Ross. And that changed was not good for him.
I know. It was very entertaining.
Though he now has a deep respect for what human children must grow up with.
So they rescued the muse after a series of adventures. It was quite epic. There was a musical number at the end. It was great. But yeah, the war goes on. The Coalition and the Federation are stepping up their efforts because they really want the Symphony of the End for themselves. But before we get to that, we have our vignettes. So why don't we start out with Daryl the Mystic? Now, of course, in your off time, you can go to the Ghost MMO and do something to earn some extra credits. You could also work on your album more. I would say you did that last time in doing both by putting new music out. But, you know, there's diminishing returns, right? You got to do something new. So if you have an idea of what you want to do, that's fine. Otherwise, we could give some suggestions. But yeah, if you just want to earn a little extra credits to... at this point, they kind of want more hardware rather than more content, because more hardware means the computer, it runs faster and it's smoother. There's less bugs. So salvaging pre-risk computers somehow. So they could be in ruins. They could be, you could have to beg, borrow, or steal them from somebody. You could be researching it. Next time you can find it. Yeah. But anyways, or yeah, like I said, you have an album. You have a whole ass album you're working on with your kobold engineer.
Gripley.
That's it. Yeah. I knew it was a cute non-human person.
You always say kobold, but it's always Gripley.
Yeah, I know. My brain is great. Me remember am things good. So yeah.
Well, we love our Gripley friend.
Mm-hmm.
Age progression not affect brain much.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, do you have an idea of what you want to do?
I would just say let's just work on the album a bit more, since I did do more content for the MMO last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of music do you want to make? Could be, you could do a children's song.
That's actually what I was thinking. I was thinking about doing like a anti-coalition propaganda children's song.
Hey, children, don't let your kids grow up to be dead boys.
That's not really a kid's song, though.
Think about a lot of the children's nursery rhymes, though. They're fucking dark.
Yeah. Like, some Freddy Krueger shit.
Ashes, they all
dead boys. Down. That's what coalition soldiers are called.
I know, but like, mothers don't let your kids grow up to be dead boys. That's not a kid's song in of itself.
It could, depending on the way we do it.
It's song, yeah. Anyway,
I told me that should be a song you do at some point.
Yeah. Anyways.
I mean, I haven't started my collaboration with the Outlaw Country Muse yet, so.
That's true. You know, see, that would be perfect for Outlaw Country, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that guy's tight.
Yeah. Yeah, her. I remember her name is Jane Credit.
Oh.
Yeah. Like Johnny Paycheck, get it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm very clever and original.
I see what
really
you did
cashing
there.
That in, aren't you?
Hey!
Yeah. She doesn't sell out.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, let's work on some children's music that's I've done a lot of anti-coalition work. Let's do some anti-federation propaganda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a parable.
Some wizards are bad guys.
Don't talk to the thing under the bed.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. don't listen to the thing in your dreams. Don't go out in the woods at night. There's a lot of don'ts.
Scary, spooky skeletons from the Federation.
Circles of salt are good for you. Okay, yeah. Yeah, if you, do you want to get a...
Summon demon doo
doo. You could do it on your own. You could
banish demon doo doo doo.
Banish demon.
Yeah, give me a performance check just to see how your effort goes on your own without it.
Create that viral song.
Yeah.
Nine.
That's a pretty...
That's a banger?
Yeah. What kind of kids' music are you going for? Like... Older earworms. Kid music or like Barney type music? Or,
earworms.
Yeah.
Yeah, like little kid earworms.
Okay, yeah. Teletubby kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like Baby Shark.
Shit. Okay, yeah. Oh, Baby Shark, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, we've been singing a version of that this whole time, Ross.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you didn't.
You weren't paying attention.
Demon.
No, I was talking to Dan. Yeah, so yeah, you do a pretty good job. It's definitely a good collaboration with the... Or it's not a collaboration, but it's a good song. Good couple of songs, actually. And your Gribbley engineer is doing a good job mixing it and mastering it. So, yeah. You play multiple instruments at this point. So, yeah, you can do all the instrumentation yourself. And just, yeah. Good job. When do you know if are you going to release this on its own? Or is this going to be part of the big album?
I'll release this one on this. The big album is the one with the, whichever the rock and roll muse that we.
Oh, yeah.
Not the rock and roll, the
metal. Yeah, I'd have to look that up. I do have my notes here somewhere, but there's
I've got
pages and pages of notes. Yeah,
I've got the album list right here.
So. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. I'll say you get 900 credits from sales and a licensing deal for a use that for a show for all the kiddies. There's a new burgeoning media industry. Things in the post-apocalyptic world of Rifts have stabilized enough that there's. Mm-hmm. Pockets of civilization, and they don't want to watch the same old pre-riff shows forever. So new shows, especially ones that talk about how not talking to demons is a good idea.
Don't summon that demon.
I mean, I did take fame in my last advancement.
Yeah, no, yeah, and they love you. Yeah. So,
what about Angel Summoner though?
Yeah, pretty much anytime you talk to parents now, you're going to be a well-known person. So, yeah, remind me if you always ask if the NPC's a parent. You're like, yeah. You can spend a penny and say, yeah, oh, God, my kids love you. I'll do anything you want as long as you say hi to them. Yeah. All right, good job. So, Vance.
Yep.
What do you want to do for your...
I worked on the MMO, too, last time. So.
Yeah, you can keep doing that. Right now, at this point...
I want to figure out this thing with the temporal wizard guy, and the river rat. And,
you want to solve the case, yeah.
Yeah, let's see if we can figure out some more shit about that.
Okay. Where were you with the last step? Were you just like, you need to find the guy who killed the river
rat? Well, I think as much as... Because it's been a while since we actually did anything with that. I think it was that we figured out that it was the river rat. We knew it was a temporal wizard because, there was like a knife that was like perfectly something or other.
Temporal magic, yeah, bullshit.
Yep.
So is it now just finding the suspect?
I think it's about trying to locate the river rat. I've never actually talked to the river rat, right?
Okay.
Is that where we were?
Yeah. Was he the witness or was he the.
I think he was a witness. Okay. Wasn't the guy.
I think he was in England, was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I needed to figure out a way to get to, because it's British smuggler, magic user.
Remember? That's it. Yeah. Okay. So a couple ways you can do that. Probably the easiest way to do this in a vignette scene is to subcontract it out, which means basically finding another detective and telling them to go to England to find this guy and interview him.
Or get a contact in England to you know... Is there a way for us to contact England?
I mean, through magic, yeah. There are allies. The Tamar Legion has allies in England. The Millennium Tree people. The people. I forgot what they call that faction, but the ones who live in the Millennium Trees. The Druids.
Millennium Druids, I think.
Yeah. But there's like a whole community living in these giant trees in England, and they're the good guys.
Another version of King Arthur, though.
No. So what you want to do... how are you can't just go to England yourself, you don't have, so how do you want to, how, what is Vance thinking?
Well, there's got to be like somewhere in the town that does like international communication.
So
I have to do that and try to track down maybe some of the local law enforcement know people or can put or something.
Yeah, Constable Darlington. So write that.
Darlington.
Down. Yeah. Constable Darlington or Inspector. No, we'll say Constable. Inspector's higher. Yeah.
Like, I'm Constable Darlington.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes. That's got to be the. Yeah. You got to do that now.
Does he, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Ross does.
No, I don't. No,
Ross totally does at this point.
No.
Yes.
He only does that
for I agreed with Ross, and ties go to Defender.
Yeah.
So. Wes Rolls. Hello there. I'm Constable Darlington. I'm always good to hear from you blokes over the pond. What seems to be the matter?
I'm trying to get a hold of this British smuggler, try to track him down. He's got information that can help me cold. Well, it's a case that has been open for years.
Oh, my.
He goes by the River Rat.
Oh, yes. I've heard of him. He's a notorious smuggler. He's quite the blackguard, if you don't mind me. He's ruthless, evil, he'll deal with anybody. But he's not especially dangerous. He's just good at surviving, but adaptable, if you will, is what my understanding of him is. So you wish to interview him?
Yes, that's the point. I'm not trying to, like, take him in for anything he's done. But maybe we can work something out, and he can give me some information about who is responsible for killing one Richard Mercer.
I see. Well, I'll tell you what. You're a law enforcement official to law enforcement official. I assume the Tomorrow Legion has some sort of... I'm actually not quite sure about your structure. I assume you're a detective of some kind.
Yes.
Okay. No, okay, good. Because I thought it was a military organization, but obviously you'd have some kind of police. You're not just some rogue soldier freelancing. Now, anyway, you're a proper official.
Absolutely.
Yes. I can make some inquiries, but I have my own backlog.
Anything I can help you out stateside?
Yes, in fact, there's a rogue in Branson, the community in near your castle, I believe.
Indubitably.
Yes, he calls himself Dapper Dan. He's a gentleman thief. Obviously,
Dapper Dan.
Are you a Dapper Dan man?
Dapper Dan man.
Yes, he is quite a gentleman thief. I need you to find out. He knows where the Countess went. Countess Contessa. And so if you can find out where... What happened to Countess Contessa? It would be ever so helpful, and it would make me look good and give, and then I could go, well look, the American helped me with that one. I need to help the American. You see how this works, right?
Well, yes, a little quid pro quo.
Yes, yeah, you are educated. Yeah, excellent. It's glad to hear you haven't all descended to barbarism over there.
Oh, well, I can't say that much about the rest of the chaps here.
Hey, the missile provides.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, there's it's a actually fairly easy for you to, you don't even have to make a roll to find out where Dapper Dan is. He is up at the let's see here, the Fiddle, the Cat and the Fiddle, a bar in Branson built out of the ruins of Shoji Tabuchi's theater. So the thing is, yeah, how are you making your approach to get this guy to reveal obviously a secret?
Well, what kind of intel can I find out about his operation?
How do you want to figure that out?
All right, let's see. I'm trying to remember, like, what skills would best go with that.
If you give me an idea of your approach, I can, like, help you narrow it down.
Well, I've got, like, research.
Research would be fine. That would be looking up his complete, what records you have.
Let's do it.
All right, yeah, that's pretty.
Let's research and see, like, what he's got.
Sure.
So, D6 is the wild die, right?
Yeah, you always get the wild die.
I need the wild die. Good. Okay, how about 11?
All right, 11. Yeah, Dapper Dan, real name unknown, page and a half of aliases. This is just his most current one. Gentleman thief, but more of a con artist than a thief. He has pulled off a couple of heists that were fairly impressive, especially early on in his career. But since then, he's gotten realized being shot at or being nearly killed when something goes wrong isn't his style. So he likes conning people, and his thing is actually conning people into taking part in heists or making them think they're going to be in a big heist, and he just needs a little money to get it off the ground. But you'll be the muscle. Yeah, you're a big tough guy, and so he's basically, imagine if Ocean's 11 was just a con, you know. Yeah. And so there's a lot of people in the rifts that are dumb enough to follow them for this. So the Tomorrow Legion has a file on him. There's actually a detective assigned to his case. There's working a case about him right now, building a case on him. So, Steve, give me a name of someone who would be a detective for the Tomorrow Legion.
Let's call him Indeed. I'm trying to think Branson.
No, I said like a Tomorrow Legion. Yeah. What would a Riff's detective look like? City detective.
Let's go.
Make him a crazy. Make him a crazy.
No, I know. I got to know. Like, it's Detective Moore. Juicer.
Detective what?
Detective Moore.
Moore.
But he's a juicer. Okay. Because he uses it to slow down time when he's, you know, searching a room for clues. He can essentially look. So he can find clues.
That's his special bat sense.
Yeah, he can find all the clues in a room in like what we perceive to be like 3 seconds.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Detective Moore is handling the case. You know him. He's the juicer detective. He's got actually. He's just a rising star. Is
more time.
Yeah. There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And he's only been a juicer for a year, so he still has technically 3 years of detective to going.
Yeah. Yeah. They. Yeah. It's a very unusual thing for a juicer to choose to be a detective instead of, you know, like an assassin or a mercenary, or special forces guy. But yeah. So Detective Moore's handling the case. If you move on this guy without, you know,
letting him know, that's going to piss off local.
Yeah, that'll definitely piss him off. So,
yeah, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to upset everything here, especially for a cold case that's been around for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go approach Detective Moore. Hey. Hopefully, he's not all okay. He's spazzed out. All right.
He's a juicer.
Yeah.
Every day matters so much. Yeah. Hey. Hey, Vance. Moore? I heard a lot about you and your Muse Squad. Good job. You're doing a lot of good work.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Jacked.
Yeah.
So I'm working a case, you know, one that's been around for quite a while around here that I know you got a lot of shit going on, and I'm just trying to pitch in my free time. So it's actually connecting to someone I heard you're closing in on, one Dapper Dan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's someone I got on the back boiler. He's kind of a hobby of mine. I've been on him so long. I feel like forever. It's been like 2 weeks. Oh, my God. That long. Anyway, he's pulling his con. He's assembling his crew and getting them to invest in this thing. I'm just waiting until he's about to skip town, and then I'll nail him with everything. I got my stool pigeons watching him. He has no idea I'm onto him. The instant he tries to flee or anything, I'm going to get him. But, you know, he's taking his time. He's enjoying Branson. And yeah, it's really annoying.
Taking advantage of a lot of people out here.
I have a 98% clearance rate. That's going to take me down to 93%. 5% off my clearance rate if I don't get him this year. And oh my God, this year.
I tell you what,
he could be here for months just soaking these idiots for all this money. Because it's, yeah, anyways, yeah.
Well, you said he's trying to put together a crew right now.
Yeah. He's got like 7 people signed up. He's looking
pull
for
off, more. Pull off some kind of job is what.
Well, he says that. He just takes their money.
Emphasizing the word job.
Yeah.
You ever thought about putting a man on the inside?
No. Like I said, I got my people watching them. I got my sources, and I've documented. I've put bugs everywhere he has meetings. I sneak in literally like 30 seconds before he has a meeting, put the bugs in. 30 seconds after he leaves, I take him out. He never sees anything. I'm very fast. And anyways, I got tons of evidence against him. So I could get him right now, but I want to get him for everybody. Yeah. So if you want to get him for some, if you need what you need some info from him?
I do. I need some info. He knows something.
Okay.
That can help me close this case I'm working on. You know, all the links all set up, and he's just one little link in the whole system.
Okay. Look, I'm in. I want to help you. I want to help you solve this case. So yeah, now that I think about it, I've spent 2 weeks of my life on this case. I mean, it's not the only case. I'm working 18 other cases.
I'm sitting there thinking how long in game I've been working on this thing.
Yeah, I'm working. He's one of 18 cases. So like, which is pretty light for me, honestly. I could step it up, but I want to get him off the board. So let's get him off the board. Let's get him off the board right now. Let's get him. Yeah. Let's just get him.
All right, let's get him off the board.
Right, he's... By the way, Jason, I'm sorry. You can't be a Dapper Dan man.
Yeah.
You have no hair.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
So now you can give me, is there an investigate skill or is there
research?
Research, yeah.
Research is all we got.
Yeah, yeah. Or academics.
17?
Jesus Christ. Okay. So
I know everything.
Yeah, this guy, yeah, obviously Detective Moore is doing the workload of like 8 detectives.
And I'm like, hey, did you ever think of putting these pieces together?
Well, no, the problem is you're not going to have any leverage over Dapper Dan. Dapper Dan has no, like, the only thing that could, you know, he's a cool-headed con artist. He's not going to break under intimidation or threats because he knows this is action. Smart Legion actually doesn't do heinous shit like the Coalition or the Federation of Magic. And if you just bust him, he's just going to clam up and you're not going to get the information. You need to like either trick him or give him something, which either means the easiest way is to offer him a plea bargain for the information, which is going to like Moore's not going to
be. Yeah, Moore's not going to be happy.
He's not going to be. You could persuade Moore to be happy with it.
Yeah.
That is for the greater good. The other thing is to trick him, which would be like give him. Why would Dapper Dan want to give you the information? You have to come up with a lie that would explain that lie.
Well, my thought too was like you said, no intimidation, but I thought, well, geez, he's screwed over a lot of people.
Well, good cop, bad cop. For him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure. He definitely has a list of enemies, a very long list of enemies. Yeah.
And maybe I could throw that out as like a bargaining.
Well, with the 17, you realize, yeah, with the enemies, what you could do is if you could. So you don't know much about the Countess or like why she went missing or what that case is about.
Yeah.
But you do say she's missing. You could say you're a bounty hunter hired to find the Countess and you don't give a shit about anything else. So you could offer to protect, like, one of Dan. Give me who is one of Dapper Dan's many enemies that wants to kill him?
Notorious evil. Thank evil, because I got to eradicate evil.
Eradicator!
A moment of silence while our brains are working.
Yeah, I just...
All right, Steve. Who is an enemy, someone that would want Dapper Dan dead? A very dangerous
person. What's the name of the...
monster or being. It literally
is. Hurricane Heck.
Hurricane Heck. What is Hurricane Heck?
Okay.
Yeah, actually, he's a evil cyber gunfighter from the West.
Okay. Hurricane Heck. So what you could do is before Detective Moore, the juicer, arrests him, you could come in as a bounty hunter and say, look, I got here right before Hurricane Heck showed up. Tell me where the Countess is and I'll help you escape. And Detective Moore could reinforce this by actually pretending to be Hurricane Heck outside and shooting up the place or shooting guns outside.
And then they scoop him up somewhere.
And then he tells you, whereas like you hold him at gunpoint, like tell me where he is and I'll let you go. And or I'll give you an escape vehicle or something. Like I've got a wizard. He's back there with a portal. You tell me where the Countess is and you're off to Phase World. You know, and Detective Moore. So, yeah, there's your comp. With the 17, that's the plan to come up with.
Okay.
So you have to basically...
But, like, is he actually going to get away, or are we...
No, you lie to him. Like, yeah, he goes in the back room. There's no... The wizard just teleports him into jail.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was about to say, like, I'm not going to let this guy go.
Yeah.
He came evil.
It's a police wizard.
So I'll try to persuade him.
So you're at the Cat... So the Cat and the Fiddle is a big bar, has a neon sign of a cat playing the fiddle, and... It's well known as
the saloon doors. Like, yeah. Does it have the cool little old style saloon doors?
It does now.
Tumbleweed comes through.
It has the fanciest bathrooms west of the Mississippi. I'll tell you that.
We'll spit into the spittoon as I walk by.
Yeah.
Spurs clanking.
Yeah, these days. Okay. These days. Yeah. The Dapper Dan is there. You nod and, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk up like I fucking own the place and going straight toward Dan. If anybody tries to get in my way, I'm just going to stare him down.
Some people get eye you. But yeah, it's a high-end joint. It's not rough and tumble as much. It's classy. Okay. Anyway. So Dan is like, well, hello there. He's playing cards with some people. Hello there, legit.
Dapper Dan?
Yeah.
Nice place you got here. In pretty nice shape. Too bad it's not for long. I hear this Hurricane Heck is after you.
Okay.
I'd give you a little bit of a head start to get out of here. If you gave me a little information, I could hold him off for you.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a persuade. In the distance, you hear cyber guns, pistols being... I forgot what the 6 guns are called in the New West. But anyways. 7, that's enough. So Detective Moore's outside taking shooting some revolvers. Like, yeehaw, I'm Hurricane Heck.
I am somebody, Sam. Ross, I am immersed here.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's him. He's so angry and he shoots so fast. That is Hurricane Heck. Well,
of course it is.
Yes.
Who else would it be? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Countess Contessa.
I threw her into the pond, the one with Excalibur in it. She was flirting with the Lady of the Lake, and I introduced them to each other. She's not dead. They're just in hiding. To get away from the mega paparazzi.
Like, is this for real? Like, what do I roll? Notice for, like, lies?
Yeah, notice, yeah.
Like, because it's just like, what the fuck? No, this is not real. I got a 5.
Yeah, he seems believable.
Like, the sword and the stone, Arthur, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
You're not fucking with me, will you? Because, like, I could send you right out there.
Yeah. Oh, no, please. Yes, I swear.
All right. Well, follow me this way.
All right. Yeah,
and then, hey, this guy, he'll get you out of here. He's very trustworthy.
Yeah, step through my portal. I am a criminal wizard. Yes. Thank you. Yes. It's actually very easy to con a con artist when they're not expecting it. So you teleport him straight into jail. And the Constable Darlington will pursue the River Rats. So write that down. I owe you information on the River Rat next session. So meanwhile, Steve.
Sorry, guys, that took a minute.
No, it's fine. It's actually pretty good.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. You are due to compete in cooking in the semifinals.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll say you actually get a little clue about your competitor from, we'll say, Cyber Wolfgang Puck, the
full conversion.
Yes, full conversion cyborg chef who is complimenting you. He actually came to visit a Castle Refuge to check out the dining scene here. Oh, and Fire Lord. So they're here to check it out.
All right, so guy on fire,
yeah,
and like 10-foot tall machine with a human brain in it.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Love it. So how are you ready for the next fight? You know you're facing Chrono Cook, right?
Like, am I not familiar with him?
Oh, you're not? Well, you had a good run. I'm sure maybe next season you'll do better.
Is he called Chrono Cook because he works on a timer or he can manipulate time?
Are you there? Yeah. Oh, hi. Oh, Size Dogger, you're hard to cook for because you don't eat much food. And you only
and I just kind of appear.
Yeah.
it's like he eats souls.
Well, Chrono Cook is a time traveler, specifically when it comes to cooking. He'll see what you cook and then cook something that like your dish, but like a little better. Whatever mistake you'll make, he'll not do that. And so his will be win because he didn't make the mistake you made.
Perhaps you could make it look like you're making a mistake. Don't do that.
Perhaps.
Well, I mean, but then he'll see that in the future, too.
God damn it.
So, yeah, no one's, the only way to beat him is to beat something that he's incapable of making. So, but that, what he, the only person who knows that is, the god of cooking.
He is legend.
Yeah, he is legend, yeah.
Actually, at that point, just like, do like a little, thing like when you say the name of Macbeth to an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Go through a little, so like, no, and. Like, bless ourselves with that. We just...
So, yeah, you can give me a cooking check.
Do I apply the bonus yet or wait for the competition?
That depends. If you want I'm that advantage.
I'm saving it for the competition.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it's like, I have it for the semifinals. So, mm-hmm. But I'm not going to use it yet because I'm not in the semifinals yet. Mm-hmm. 9.
Okay. Yeah, it has to be something that he is incapable of making. So... you know that there are types of cooking that are like impossible for a normal human to do, like ones that like require you to where the temperatures are so high that they would pass out from heat exhaustion, or cooking with ingredients that are radioactive. Yeah, or poisonous or venomous or mimetic hazards. Carcosan cuisine is a delicacy.
Oh, grandma. My grandma talked about that before.
Or no, she didn't. But... yes, she did. Oh, God. Did memories just be created because you thought of it?
Which I go, Grandma, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
She teaches lessons even from beyond time and space.
So the only surefire way to beat the Chrono Cook is to do something that he is physically a human. He's just learned temporal magic and he can see into the future only when it comes to cooking. So anything.
No, okay, I'm going to do it by doing some of the techniques of the Carcosin cooking method.
Okay.
From the Yellow Book of Recipes.
Okay. All right. You suspect this. All right. That's in the locked vault of the Tomorrow Legion. So they have an archivist there who protects these dangerous books of magic or occult tomes. So like, what's your line to convince them to let you read it? You have to read it there. You can't take it with you.
Yeah, like, the Chrono Cook is a real asshole. And I
roll persuade.
And I want to beat him.
Roll persuade.
All right.
Target number 10. That's not a great line. I want to beat him.
Well,
he's a danger to the coalition.
The Chrono Cook is using magic that could unravel reality to win a competition. And the only way to stop him is to humiliate him.
Okay, 8 now.
Gee, thank you.
You can spend a penny to get a story benefit.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
It's an important...
Yeah, it turns out he's a fan of your cooking, so...
Oh, nice.
Target number 5.
Okay.
Bump. Bump, 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 bump.
Oh, shit. I'm going to re-roll that.
Wow.
Oh, here we go. 6...
Well, yeah.
7.
All right. Yeah. You're able to be let in. Now give me a spirit check for fear for reading the book.
Haven't you learned by now about reading 5. The book?
5. Okay.
It's where they keep the madness.
It is where they keep the madness.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Yeah.
Aren't we all mad?
So, yeah. How badly do you want to win?
I want to defeat the Chrono Cook. But
at what cost are you willing to sacrifice this?
Ross, I'm not worried. I was a human child. That's what's sticking with me more than anything. No, forget reading books from beyond time and space. I was a helpless, soft thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will protect all the other small, soft things.
That, okay.
But
permanent night terrors of being a child.
So you start reading the recipe books, and they're so beautiful and amazing, and you can't believe that you're allowed to read them. They're so simple. They're so perfect. And then you walk into the room, you as a human child.
Like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
That's my right. Just son of a bitch.
Hello.
No.
Like, hello. Hello. Like, we're doing this again. Thank you, fate.
Well, this is your last chance to back away. If not, when you die, you will be me.
Who are you?
Forever. You'll wake up in Carcosa.
What's talking in front of me as a human child?
It's you as a human child.
Fuck! Like, can you give me a moment, please? You're not just a child, right?
I'm you.
No, you're clearly not.
I am.
No, sorry.
You were me, and you shall be me. As was always intended.
You shut up, whoever you are.
Vance is there, too.
Like, wait, why are you here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm enjoying the shit out of this. Yeah.
Like,
I just follow Steve around and see what he does. Yeah.
Like, you have nothing better to do?
Right away on my case. Yeah. Sorry.
I'll beat the dog shit out of you later.
So it's very simple. Whenever you die, you won't actually die. You'll wake up in Carcosa as the human child. You.
That's the bargain.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. My grandma also warned me about Faustian deals, too. And I was like, I'm sorry. I appreciate the generous offer. I'll find another
way. But you'll have another life. You won't actually feel oblivion. You'll be part of
it. Do you hear the way your voice sounds right now? This is the voice of someone who is wanting to make a Faustian deal.
Well, is it better if it's someone who wants to make a Faustian deal? You start sounding exactly like you.
Like, no, see, it's too late.
It's too late to see that.
It's too late.
It's too late.
So, no,
it's not too late, though.
Yes, it is. I'm going to decline your offer.
You should accept my offer.
Oh, no, I'm not going to.
No, you should.
Bye.
Bye. No, don't bye.
I leave.
All right.
Just like, sorry. I don't know whoever the archivist is.
Yeah. There's actually, you step out of the room, there's never an archive of forbidden tombs. Right. Tomes.
Really? This again?
There's just laughter.
The universe is just gaslighting you, Tom.
Yeah.
Like, I like, what if I, like, is it me? Is it me personally, universe? Well, I just, like, I try to do good. I think I'm a good person. And I'm not making any deals with things from beyond time and space. Like, yeah, you know, like, do you want curses? Because that's how you get cursed.
How do you think all the chefs win?
Well, I'm going to be the first person to win that doesn't do that.
Good luck with that.
Like, hey, fuck you. Be supportive, whoever you are, voice, strange voice.
We are trying to support you.
I don't think you are. You are not supportive at all.
No, we gave you the great deal. It doesn't kick in until you die.
You ever been a small human child?
Yes.
I don't believe you because it's horrible.
Another child appears from around the corner. It's quite lovely, actually.
No, but...
And you can grow up again and be a human adult.
Yeah. I know that's probably... But that's not what would happen.
And then you can become whatever you want. Through Carcosa, anyone can be anything.
Yeah, but there's always hidden costs in there. They don't tell... That's what they don't tell you
there's
about.
A cost to everything. It's just part of the...
But they won't tell you what it is.
Well, it's very... We're very upfront. We told you what the cost for this would be.
But I'm going to leave, like, wherever I happen to arrive.
Yeah, you're just in the basement.
Like, that tracks. Like, is there anyone when I leave the basement?
Yeah, there's a janitor.
Like...
Ati. Like, yeah. Ati.
What's he?
He's just a guy. His name is Ati. It's a Finnish name.
Hey, Ati, how you doing?
I hope you are doing well.
Like, keeping things clean?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make deals from things from beyond time and space. It's always no. Bad.
Well, sometimes. But like, no.
No, I got to.
The salmon cannot make a deal with the bear.
I make a deal with a bear before I make a deal with things from beyond time and space.
Oh, okay.
Like, but yeah, I'm not doing that shit.
Okay.
Like, also, those voices are assholes down
what
there.
What voices? I heard you yelling to yourself.
Oh, it was a thing from beyond time and space. Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
Like, well, have a good one.
It's whistling.
Like, I like that guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get him something nice for his next birthday.
Okay.
Coming up this day. Like, back to you. We don't have an archive of books from beyond time and space here, I discovered.
Yeah, that's... Why would they keep that shit here?
You know, that's a question I probably should have asked. I probably should have told myself, but yeah. I guess I was lost in the moment.
Yeah.
But I have to fight. I'm up against a cook who could time travel.
Oh.
He's an asshole.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've never heard... Maybe he may not be an asshole. I don't know. He could be a lovely person, but time travel for cooking is cheating. That you just don't do that.
And... Excuse me, what were you reading the books to do?
Like, well, I don't know. Something gave me the idea to go look for the Carcosian, you know,
cuisine
book. And I mean, now that I think about it, I didn't even know such a thing existed. My grandmother's never mentioned anything about that.
So hold on one more time. What was your objective in reading the Carcosian cuisine book?
Well, to make a recipe from beyond time and space that he couldn't copy or do better at.
Okay. And you're doing this because what now?
I got to beat the Chrono Cook. He's the next one I have to take on.
Uh-huh. And your rationale for doing this is because he's doing what with what?
Using time travel to cook.
Uh-huh. And you called that what?
That's cheating.
And what were you doing?
I was looking for a way to counter his cheat, but that wouldn't be cheating. Is it a cheat if you're cheating a cheater?
I don't know. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page.
Don't mention pages. I didn't read that. That book didn't exist.
There you go.
The book didn't exist.
Daryl gets a penny.
Also, for some reason, he was there too.
Yeah, he just pops up anywhere. Hi. Have you not figured this out?
Honestly, I haven't, like, I've noticed it a few times, but I haven't really given it much thought. I think you should probably give it some more thought now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I will not be invoking things like that.
Okay.
But I still have to find a way to beat him, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just no, like, trust me, I am not going to be a human child after my death. No, spank you.
It takes all kinds, buddy.
Like, I know, right? I mean, how did you stand it when you were a kid? To be that small and soft, no tail, no claws, nothing?
It goes pretty quick.
I couldn't do it. It's wrong. It just felt so wrong. I mean, I have to protect all those kids now because they're soft and weak. Like, I'll kill anyone that tries to mess with them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm going to go try to figure out how to be a time-traveling cook using ways that aren't using things from beyond time and space that want to make me into a child when I die. I don't know what you're going
to
do.
All right. Have you ever thought to just, like, cook with radium?
Yeah, radioactive shit.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. You know, something toxic. Yeah. Something good and toxic would do.
Now, unless you have a specific immunity to that shit, that's still going to hurt you. So,
can we call in the guy that wants to play radioactive all the time to help out with this?
Yeah, that's a song. It's not actually radioactive.
Where have you been, idiot? Yeah. Come on.
No, meaning the late rock.
So yeah, the classic rock, the radio.
Kept playing it again.
Yeah. That's not going to help.
Well, anyway.
I tried.
Good talk, man. Thanks. Good advice. Yeah, not going to be a kid after birth.
So few people do.
Right? But I'm not going to be the first. That is for damn sure.
Okay.
All right.
Good talk. I'm going to go play this song that the kids like now.
Sweet. I'm playing kids music? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kids need that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to make some cupcakes for all the kids.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just don't make those with radium, though.
Oh, please. I'm not a monster. Just an alien.
Yeah. So if you want to, we don't have to go through it in terrible detail, but in general, if you want to do something that is inhuman cooking, basically, is sort of the what we're looking for, right?
Yeah.
You tell me how you want to suffer. Like, game mechanically wise, like taking wounds, taking penalties to something, and we can come up with some flavor for that.
I'll take wounds.
Wounds, okay. So something, radioactive would work.
No, I'm thinking...
Or basically, you know what I could say? High gravity cooking. Cooking in a high gravity environment that alternates between high gravity...
The meat involved in it is from a high gravity planet,
mm-hmm.
which you can't manipulate it unless the gravity is way higher than Earth's.
Yeah, exactly. And so your bones are basically, your body is slowly being pulverized, being crushed by the high.
Which gravity. Means I have to learn how to work fast.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to start training my cooking techniques while wearing exceedingly heavy armor.
Well, you can actually, you have rifts. You can just step into
I'm going to start with wearing power armor, mm-hmm. but taking out the power pack. So I'm actually having to move everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to work my way up to going to a route like going to the ley line guy. Like, hey, I need to go to a high gravity environment.
No, sure. All right.
Like, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
Send you to this place and you read the sign hyperbolic.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that owns it, he's cool. Big hair, weird hair, but good guy.
So the only problem is this is you are hurting yourself quite a bit. So the purpose of this adventure is you can either shaken, or you can just, actually, no, you can't even take a shaken. You need to take a wound. And or you could take two wounds, and if you,
just realize that reduces your die roll.
I know
it does. -1 to -2,
and we can't jump in and heal you. So
yeah, this is going to last for this entire session.
Entire session, or just the vignette?
The entire session.
Holy fuck, dude!
Yeah, this is something that will have a long recovery time.
Two wounds.
All right.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
No, as long as
had something that would not happen for the rest of this campaign. Zuma's character, it would never come up in gameplay. But no.
You didn't want to
go to Carcosa. You didn't want to be reincarnated. You didn't want to Izakai Carcosa. Yeah.
I don't want to be a kid again, Ross.
Anybody else?
Actually, give me my Gatorade.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, no, it's like I leave for a little while.
Yeah.
Just like when this comes time for the next mission.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back just battered, but with no obvious injuries.
Well, let's see how you do. So you take your wounds
mm-hmm.
Between the training and the actual thing. Give me that cooking check. You get the +2. You get actually +4 because you're taking two wounds.
Ooh, okay.
And you have the
+2
from your original thing, and then another +2 from taking an extra wound.
Okay, so
you had to take one wound period just to even do this. Yeah.
23.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, describe the dish.
It is. It is. It looks like it. You know, it's the same philosophy of like a roast suckling pig. Only it is a roast suckling, heavily armored thing from another world that is the bone. Everything in his body is the density is like heightened to survive like 10, you know, like 20 G's, which is the constant gravity where it's from. It's, I mean, the meat's amazing, but unless you cook it with like tools designed for it
and the high gravity environment, because the meat is ruined if you take it out of it.
Exactly.
At least
I mean, well, once it's finished, you can take it out.
Yes. Yes.
But to, you know, so once it's actually like, I'm going to emerge back into camp holding this big tray, like blood coming out of my nose. Like for some reason, like my clothing is ripped.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think I got it.
Well, you come to the cookie shop because the Crotto cook, he finally can't, he can't even match that because he can't, he's a normal human. He is not.
Can't survive that.
He also doesn't want to do it. He's just like, no, I'll try something else. And but year 23 obliterates his. So, because he can only do it if he can survive the dish, and he can't survive those, that gravity. So you win because.
Win?
Yeah.
No, I'm very proudly just.
Yeah.
Like eyes are bloodshot. Just.
Yeah,
like the, I mean, the judges are impressed, I assume.
Yeah, yeah, they realized what lengths you had to go to in order to beat a time traveler.
It's like, imagine the cyber chef, like amazing.
Yeah,
this is beyond everything I have ever experienced.
I have never experienced properly cooked grox meat. Yeah, in its high gravity environment. Yeah. So yeah, you have this amazing feast.
It's like, he kicked it up a notch.
He really did. So yeah, the next time will be the finals to be the ultimate master chef of Phase World. So against the god of cooking. So if you're gonna have to really dig deep in order to prepare for that shit.
So at that point, like after all that, like when I come back to the castle, like I think I may need to rest a bit. I'm praying there's no mission that's suddenly come up.
Alert, please report to the briefing room for a mission.
Well, shit. But it's like, gotta do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the three of you report, yeah.
Like, hey, chief, cough some blood. Like, how's it going?
Handkerchief.
Thank you.
So, Steve, yeah, when you said that this cookie thing wouldn't impact mission effectiveness.
Hey, what are you talking about? I'm perfectly fine.
All right, good. Because this is actually not Muse Squad business. This is actually just Tomorrow Legion business. The Coalition is beginning to advance into our territory.
That's not good.
Yeah, they got more aggressive because of setbacks from the loss of the Nixon, and other losses recently have contributed to them feeling that they need to compensate for some reason. So
that doesn't sound like them at all.
But they are short of manpower. So the good news is where you're not going to be facing actual Coalition troops, but rather mercenaries and bandits that they have hired as a, you know, cannon fodder, essentially.
That is, that's so Coalition.
It is very Coalition, but they're coming to a small village north of here. Let's say, what's a good village? We'll say, yeah, Neo-Rala.
Yeah.
Nola.
Built around the shell of a burnt out coal.
Yep. And the downside is there's a few hundred of them. That's too much for you or for us to meet in force. However, Neo-Rala has requested military advisors to help prepare their defense. So you are going to be there to organize the you have some time before the village is attacked. So you're going to be you led by you, Steve, since you're the leader of the squad. I'm preparing a defense for Neo-Rala against the impending mercenary attack. So obviously there's a lot of opportunities here. I'll leave it up to you. We will provide financial resources. If you can find suppliers for equipment, we can pay the bills, assuming they aren't too bad. But like, you'll have to worry about, you know, securing the deal, making the deals, and transporting the goods. So he gives you a map. So this is north.
The HQ is the center of Neo-Rala. These darker hexes are the rest of the town. This is like in an elevated area. This is forest. These are ruins. That's a lake or a body of water. Hills, trees, the rest of it is grasslands, open territory. So you can pass this on. Look at it yourself. So you had to defend Neo-Rala from an impending attack. You basically will have four phases. In each phase, each of you gets an action. Now, these actions are like recruiting and training villagers.
Yeah.
Setting up a trap or ambush at some area on this hex area. Keep it. This is your handout. Like, yeah. Let's see here. You equip the villagers. First, you have to source the material, and then you have to transport the equipment. There's other things you can do. You could scout the enemies. Once you've scouted them, you can do analyze them using the battle skill to figure out what the enemy plan is.
I don't have battle, but I can sneak up.
I have battle.
Yeah.
Do you have stealth, though?
Well, different people can do different things. So there's also other actions you can do.
I could record it and bring it back to you.
So the way this is going to work is certain actions will give you victory points. You get to a certain number of victory points before by the end of that victory point, and there will be certain actions you can do during the battle that can increase your victory points. If you have a certain number of victory points, you'll be able to defeat them decisively. Every point you're under, let's say it's 20, I'm not saying it is 20, and you get 19, then the village will take some sort of loss. And if you get too much below the victory points, the village will be destroyed. So sounds pretty easy, but like every action you have per phase is like an entire scene or an encounter. So I'm sort of abstracting time or whatever. It's not exactly days or weeks or whatever. So, but yeah, you were teleported to Neo-Rala. The mayor there, the leader of the town.
The old reactor is still up.
Yeah, the old reactor is maintained by the council. The council is a bunch of engineers and dwarves. There's a lot of dwarves there. They crave the mines. They yearn for the mines. And so the council runs the town, and they have a lot of ties to fucking Castle Refuge because there's a bunch of dwarves here too, because they're the ones who built the fucking castle. So, yeah, the leader of the council is Grignar Thunderaxe. A cousin to Ragnar Thunderaxe.
Oh,
yeah.
Same family then.
Yeah, same family. So Grignar's like, hello, my cousin has sent his best soldiers, he said, to equip and rise. Oh, you obviously just came from a mighty battle.
Like, yeah, no, it was indeed mighty.
Yes, well, there's too many for you to fight individually, so your expertise is more what's needed than your... We have many brave, willing recruits who know very little.
Well, it's okay. Bravery is a good start.
Yeah, good. But we don't know the first thing about fighting off a large group of enemies. They are not too far away. They seem to have their own camp just beyond the forest. We can see. Yeah. So yeah, we're really looking for that advice. We've fought off individual monsters in small bandit groups. Yeah, but never like something that's been equipped by the coalition.
Okay. It's okay. It's a lot like regular fighting with small groups, except bigger.
Okay.
Can offer better advice than that.
Like, I'm sorry. My bell's still a little wrong.
What did he fight?
It was less about what he fought, but where he fought it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's been very dangerous.
It was 20 Gs.
Oh, my goodness.
But I was victorious.
Good. I'm glad you slew your enemies in the field of battle.
You're like, it was indeed intense.
Like, tents were involved, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's four phases. The first one, each of you can do an action. Multiple of you can do that. So, for recruiting and training, you have to pick a focus for how you want to train your guys. I'm just doing three main approaches. One is marksmanship, which is focusing on long-ranged engagements.
Mm-hmm. Watch me.
Well, here's the thing. This is how you train this is for all the soldiers. Also, any one soldier can only train them twice. And each time you train them, the target number gets harder, higher. So there's marksmanship, which is long distance fighting. Close quarters combat, which is
fighting.
Short, ranged fighting.
And then combined arms, which is both. Now, combined arms is gives you more victory points, but it's harder to do. You also have to equip them at least once. You have to give them some kind of gear in order for it for this training to do some effect, because they don't have much. So basically, yeah, marksmanship and close quarters are equal in terms of victory points. Combined arms will give you more, but it's harder to do. So I'm not going to give you all the mechanics exactly, because, you know.
Part of the fun is us figuring out how we want to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a thought.
I'm playtesting.
We didn't playtest this at all.
Yeah. What's your thought?
So I am going to facilitate the training to help it stick by using Mind Link as.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I will be the central hub of the PC training hive mind.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah. So you're spending this first phase training them with a Mind Link. So, yeah, what skill do you want to do to impart knowledge on them? Well, you have battle, right?
Like, mm-hmm. Battle would be good.
Battle would be the most obvious one. So, first make a spell casting check.
I think, yeah, this is actually Sonic. It's slightly worse, but still okay. But I have so many PPE to burn. That's a 6.
Okay. What's your battle at?
Battle's at a D4.
You still succeed. This is the first time they've been trained. So that is, you've done 1 of 4 training slots. Because you can only train them so much. What focus do you want to give them? Actually, you don't have to pick focus until you've trained them, until the third time. Because the first two times you train them is very basic, rudimentary. Like, when they shoot at you, hit the ground.
This is what cover is for.
Yeah. Here's how first aid works. Here's how to communicate with your squad.
Like, drop to the ground.
Yeah.
Really fast. To throw a
grenade. So the first time you train them,
pin before you throw it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's what a tank does. Here's what these do. Here's what, yeah, that's a juicer. That's a crazy. Yeah. So you can train them one more time without having to pick a focus. Mm-hmm. So that's your first phase is training them, and it works. So yeah, they're
training montage song go.
Yeah. Very good. So Vance, what do you want to do?
I think I'm going to scout the enemy and like record it for Dan to go over with his battle, since I don't have battle.
Yeah, that is an opposed
check. So stealthy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and cast silence on myself.
Okay. I'll give you +2. Make the check to do it first.
Yep. 7.
Okay. And yeah, you get +2 to your stealth. You're silent.
I need that 6.
You beat their 5. So it was very
close. Whoa.
All right. So you there, you see the bandit camp. You see they have some vehicles. They have some, it's human, or there's a couple of DBs, but human-ish DBs. There's some, you know, it's a coalition recruited army. So yeah, they're not going to recruit a lot of monsters or DBs or.
They have standards.
They have some cyborgs. They have some other people. So give me a notice check to make sure you notice all the important shit.
Okay.
Is that your battle song?
Yep.
Tactical cat.
Different game. 17.
17, Jesus, okay.
And +2 if I'm looking through the scope.
I mean, it's more, you notice all their things. And one thing you do notice is that actually they have several troop transports that are heading out and around. But you actually get close enough, with the scope, I'll say you can see them showing a holographic projection of the area map, the regional map. And you can see that they've highlighted the ruins to the southeast. So you think that they're
planning some chicanery over there.
Yes. And with your raise, I'll say, because you definitely beat the target number of 6, you can tell that they are sending some forces out there to do a pincher attack. So
in the ruins?
Yeah, in the ruins. So they're going to be pressing from the northwest and the southeast at the same time.
Okay.
And yeah, so you have scouted. You can only do that once, but you did it.
Good job.
Well, I mean, that was the thing that I can do. So,
well, you can all do a lot of different things. So there's a lot of things you can do. And Steve,
I'm going to do the combined arms. I'm going to try.
Well, you can't do that yet because only one person can train them at it per phase.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you have to do something else.
Source some arms for them.
Yeah.
And I don't have like.
There's lots of skills you can use.
I know. I'm looking at what I have.
Right? Okay.
They do need arms. So
start with your highest. What are your highest skills?
Athletics, fighting, and shooting, and culinary are my highest.
Okay. What's next?
After that is intimidation, performance and driving.
You know what? Give me a shooting check.
Okay.
You would know people who sell guns.
Yes.
I was thinking it was like some gun nut friends of mine.
Make a roll.
All right, we'll
find out. Let's go to the map.
16.
16? All right. Guess what? You found out about all three merchants in the area. There are three merchants.
With your minus?
Was that with my minus two?
Yes. Yeah. 14. Yeah, yeah. The target number is not anywhere near.
Like, must have got two breaks.
The average target number is four, right? So, yeah. So there's three. There's Mal Barker, sure, hair caravans in the area. And, but then there's two kind of weird people. One is it's the gun sphinx. It's a sphinx who has guns, but you have to answer.
They're also made out of guns.
You don't know much about her. You know, yeah.
Oh shit, riddles. I'm not that good at riddles.
Yeah. And then the other one is this guy in a cloak with a mask on with a large backpack. Who
is it? A purple cloak?
It is a purple cloak. Purple coat. He's been seen around the town cemetery, which is outside of town.
Oh, Violet Vance.
No, not Vance. Well, I don't want to
do Vince. Yeah,
that would be
Violet Vic. No, Violet Vinny.
Vinny, okay.
Yeah, Vinny's a good merchant.
I think I know his cousin.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's three of them. Part of the same action, you can try and negotiate a deal with any one of them.
I'm going to try Vic. Or Vinny. Vinny.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you head out to the town cemetery. You look around. And you go, hello, stranger.
Like, hello, good sir. How are you?
What are you buying?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I have a mighty need for armor and weapons.
Oh, I can help you with that. Are you coming from Neorala?
Yes, I just came from... Excuse me. Sorry.
He leans over and gets some of the blood on his finger and then licks it.
Like, well, that wasn't weird. Like, you seem trustworthy.
I'll tell you what, stranger. I don't sell to your credits necessary, of course, but it's going to cost you more than just credits.
I will not pay the price of becoming a child when I die.
What?
Okay, as long as we're clear on that.
No, stranger, I need real estate. I need this cemetery here. Looks like a good place to set up shop.
Is this an old cemetery or is this like the current cemetery?
It's the current cemetery.
Well, I mean, considering...
These weapons, they're special, you see. You can't find them anywhere else. They're infused with necromantic power. Anyone can use them, but they're more deadly. That's why I need a place of death.
Well, this certainly qualifies.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I mean, I think with the town, with their... I'm sure they can have a new cemetery if it's either give up this current cemetery or all die.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they would be reasonable with that trade-off.
Okay. All right. So...
What a nice guy.
All right. So you have to go back to the town and explain this to Grignar.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to... I'll stroll right back.
All right.
Like... Okay, I think I found a way to get a good supply of weapons and armor.
Oh, good.
The guy selling it, he's asking for control of the cemetery.
What?
That was, well, besides the money, that's one of his conditions.
Why?
Like,
why not?
Like, well, from what he's saying, he needs a place of death.
Why?
Like, something about his weapons are special and necromantic.
But you trust him?
I've met him. He seems like a very nice, very sincere person.
You don't think he'll become a threat to the town later on?
What? No. I don't think so.
All right, roll persuade.
Does he need to persuade if he honestly believes it?
He's still got to convince the fucking council.
So is this at minus two as well?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's... Five.
All right. Good. Yeah, that's enough. You do honestly believe it, so.
and if he does become a problem, you can call the Tomorrow Legion. We'll sort it out.
Okay.
I'll, no problem.
Oh, the, okay. Can I have that in writing?
Yeah.
Pest control.
Wait, huh?
Wrong game. Okay. Yeah. Actually, do you have?
Okay. Oh yeah, we got paper here. Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Like, if
and put your rank in there too.
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
Like, okay, if the merchant becomes a threat to the town, the Tomorrow Legion will come and sort the problem out.
Okay, great.
Whether by force or conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ensign Steve.
All right.
So the way I figure it, I mean, the invasion's a problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, that agreed?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Vinny. It's going to get working on getting you a bunch of weapons.
Yeah, just give the cemetery to a necromancer. That's perfectly fine.
It's going to give me a job. Eradicate evil. Here we go.
Spend your afterlife in Carcosa instead of Oblivion, a bridge too fucking far.
Yeah, because that affects him. Now, these are other people, don't you understand? These are not Steve. It's perfectly fine.
Like, hey, PC logic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you like to eradicate evil, right?
Oh, fuck.
I'm just saying that we're going
to...
Like,
it's a great way to start a sentence.
We all have an agreement that if the guy that's selling me weapons becomes a problem, we're going to deal with him.
They sigh.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, it's eradicating evil.
All right. So that ends phase one. So,
hey, I'm trying to save their lives here.
Yeah, no.
I'll give the footage to Dan.
So phase two, you get a message from Vinny saying the weapons are ready to be transported. How do you want this to happen?
Like, I'll ask.
They're not at the cemetery yet because he just got possession. They're farther away.
Sorry. What's the dwarf's name again?
Grignar.
Grignar. I was like, do you have any vehicles, transports
you could
use?
Sure.
All right. Well, the weapons are ready to pick up.
Okay. Well, it's way out. The pickup location is way outside the town's borders.
In other words, someone's going to have to drive.
Yeah, it's a phase for someone to transport the material.
Like, I'll drive.
Okay, yeah, you can make that your phase. We'll come to that in a second. So that's your action this time is to go pick up the weapons and deliver them.
I have to go to the goodie room.
You have to go to the goodie room, yeah.
Because I know you want the goodies.
Yeah, you can bring some. Take two Huffer trucks. And bring some townspeople with you to help heavy labor. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're on your way.
On your way.
We're on our way.
Be another place of death in the middle of Missouri around Rolla. Quarry? Probably, yeah, quarry.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Or a cave.
Ooh, cave. Yeah. He wants to meet you at Murder Cave. That's what it's called in the Rifts.
So. I'm guessing, Andy, it was also called that beforehand, too.
Maybe. There's a lot of fucking caves in Missouri, so...
Yeah.
Chances of one of them being labeled Murder Cave.
Yeah, or Devil's Cave or something like that. Yeah, Cave.
The Jesse James Cave.
Yeah, where's that?
That's on the way. It's on the way to... we pass by it every time we go to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's even further north. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. We'll say the Jesse James Cave,
which now is now known as
Murder Cave,
Outlaw Murder Cave,
Outlaw Murder Cave. It just gets better.
What's in a name?
Yeah, what's in a name? So, Daryl, do you want to keep training the guys, or do you want to do something else? Someone else could. You can train one more time. Then someone has to, or you can wait. So basically, the target number will be higher.
Tom's going to need to train them to get a higher thing with shooting. He's better.
Yeah, he's going to do the actual combined arms.
Yeah, this is still basic, so anybody can do the basic. You don't have to make a choice.
I can do shooting if necessary. I've got D6 on shooting.
Yeah,
the target number is now 6. About the ruins,
I will study the footage and do battle to
come. Yeah, battlefield analysis. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. You do need to do that. So that is battle
9.
All right.
9.
All right. Battlefield. It's such a good analysis because that's
Remember, kill the enemy. We kill the enemy, not the friendly.
Yeah, they are definitely doing a pincer attack. They are well coordinated. They have a lot of communications equipment. You can tell there's some coalition military special forces guys just wearing mercenary shit, embedded in there. But judging from a scouting report, what he was saying, some are actual mercenaries, some are prisoners that have been released, and some are the real deal spec op dudes.
Probationary conscripts.
Yeah. So it's a mixture of guys using mostly lower end stuff, but there's enough coalition stuff in there. And the really important equipment, the stuff to communicate, command and control shit, that's all top end coalition gear. Most of the guns are pretty average. So they don't have a lot of firepower, but they're well coordinated. So they're trying to do this smartly by not spending a lot of resources to do that. So, yeah, they're trying to get more bang for their buck, quite literally. So, yeah, it'll be a tough fight. But if you're in, a good fortified position, so it's more about keeping the people. If you have a good trained garrison, you can hold them off.
And but we can disrupt their communications. We can probably make it easier.
Yeah, that would definitely help. You can set up a trap or an ambush exploiting that fact. In fact, I'll give you a +4 to try and set up a trap or ambush exploiting that fact.
Can we just set up essentially an ambush to detonate an EMP once they hit a certain threshold?
That would take an action, but yes.
Yeah.
So you could do that. So the way traps and ambushes work is you don't get any victory points now for them. They only grant victory points during the fight, and there's two ways to do that. One is simple, and one is difficult. The simple one, it's more risk, more reward. So higher target numbers to hit, and there's two ways to roll for it. One is do it cleanly and safely, so it's a harder target number to hit, but if you succeed, there's no damage.
Or it's still like that.
Yeah, or the difficult way, or the lower target number, but you take an attack. You get hit at least once. So, but either way, you can set up.
I'm all about taking one for the team.
So either way, trap or ambush, you want a simple or difficult one, and it requires an action now to set up.
We got to do it this round.
You got to set it up. You got to lay the groundwork first. So tell me, EMP. Where do you want to put it, in the forest or in the ruins or somewhere else? Like, you can look at the map and just put an X where you want it, and just explain how do you picture this to work, Daryl?
So essentially, we want to set it up to where once we know that the communications equipment is in range, we detonate the EMP.
Okay. The main body of the attack is probably coming from the forest because that has more cover. They can get closer. You can sneak it in the EMP. And then the simple way is you detonate it remotely, but you can't, you're just hoping you hit it at the right time.
That's fine.
Or you can do it. While you're waiting, you're just holding the button while you're next to it, and just because then you can see, but you're going to be right up in front of them. So, how do you want to do it?
I'm going to take the more difficult approach. I'll take the hit as long as I take out a bulk of their team. It's fine.
All right, difficult trap, EMP trap. Yeah, that'll throw them into chaos. They won't know how to communicate, and then your forces can move in and just start mowing them down.
All right, do I need to roll that right now to go set it up, or
no?
Okay.
It's you're delaying that until the actual battle.
Okay.
Where there's no time to recover from it. So difficult trap.
Everything's fine.
So basically the best time to do is as they're coming out of the forest.
Yeah.
When they're in the open ground. And so you hit that, then they lose their ability to where do we shoot? What do we do? How are we moving? And then you'll be right there.
Yep.
There's no way it can be jammed because you'll just be But yeah, you'll be big damn heroes. So, all right, and now, phase two, you take some holotrucks up to Murder Outlaw Cave to go pick up the weapons and deliver them. So, yeah, it's you and some villagers, Jason and Dan. You can both make up a villager. They don't have to be dwarves. They can just be regular-ass post-apocalyptic people. They could be retired adventurers. They could be mutants, DBs, aliens, just regular-ass humans. What post-apocalyptic kind of character do you want to be?
DBs, orcs, Urg and Berg.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, the council told you two to go with this guy to go pick up some stuff and bring it back.
Or an Etten. Or an Etten. Urg and Berg.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
See, simple pickup job. No problem, guys.
Urg.
Berg.
Scintillating. He's like, fantastic.
All right. So the drive up there is pretty easy, actually. And you get there. There is a screaming undead woman there. Oh, woe is me. Oh, are you Steve?
I'm Steve. I'm here to pick up some stuff.
That's right there.
Excellent.
I was guarding it for you.
Berg.
I appreciate that.
Berg. I killed some people. They were trying to steal it.
Berg.
Excellent job.
Ah, I ate their souls.
Sometimes you gotta eat souls,
Yeah.
It's like I have a friend back at camp who kind of does that.
Oh, what is he?
Yeah, Sigh Stalker.
Oh, yes.
But he munches on them piece by piece.
Yes. No, he consumes their souls too.
Oh, well, okay, cool. Yeah. All right, well, all right. It's like, All right, man. Come on, guys. Let's get this stuff loaded up. All
right. So you get it loaded up.
Is Vinny there?
No, he's not.
Something new to it.
He's got a whole network of people. Like,
hey, he's a, like, he's an entrepreneur, that guy.
Yeah, he's moving into the cemetery. He's got a lot to do.
No, I was hoping I'd tell him that, you know, like, they agreed to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he wouldn't have given you the weapons. You had to radio him to tell him that they approved. So you can see, yeah, at night from the town, you can see the cemetery from the town's walls, and it's glowing green at night a little bit. And there's like moving shadowy figures.
Erk.
Yeah. So give me a notice check on the way back there, Steve.
Can we also make one and we'll just randomly go, burg, burg, burg?
Oh, here we go.
Not.
Okay.
I think he's got it.
Seven?
All right.
That's with the minus two.
Yep. Good. I'm glad. You're being followed. There's a hover bike staying low to the ground, using the hills and the ruins to sort of stay aside. But he's obviously tailing you. And yeah, what are you going to do about that?
Burg.
Like, hey, Berg, right?
Berg.
All right. Because you kind of see that guy on the bike kind of way back there?
Berg.
Like, so you see him? Because I don't want to.
Erk.
For
listeners at home, Dan just covered Tom's face.
Okay, that was on me. That was on me.
I don't know what I expected. Yeah,
that was on me. Okay, how about instead of that?
He needs a Benny. That's all right. That was perfect.
Okay, how about instead of that, you guys kill him.
These are untrained people, like our person, or yeah. They pick up heavy thing and move them. They're not fighters.
Well, I guess I can do it.
Okay. They can drive in a straight line, sure.
It's like, can you keep this thing going in a straight line?
Berk.
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 Berk. Okay, berk. Yeah.
Yep. Fantastic. Berk. Get my thing, I'm still in pain. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Give me a shooting check.
Berk. Why does everything hurt? Oh, yeah. Last one there. That was bad.
Okay.
That was two ones.
Yeah, that would have been a critical failure.
Oh, now we're talking. 11.
All right, yeah.
That was with the minus two.
Okay, yeah. You don't have to roll. It goes down. It crashes. Yeah. Are you going to do anything different? Just going to keep driving at the same rate?
Actually, I'll back up, see if he was carrying anything on him.
Okay.
You know, radio, see if he was like
reporting things. Yeah, you turn around, you back up. He's down. He's wounded. You see drag marks going into the forest. Like his wrecked bike is there, but he didn't get killed, and it's gone into the underbrush.
Do you want to go investigate? Bert.
Yeah. Do you have battle? Do you have battle as this guy?
I do not.
Okay. Good job, leader.
Hey, they promoted me.
I know.
I'm still kind of amazed they did.
Yeah.
I think I need to take battle too.
What do you want to do?
Just see kind of where the drag marks lead.
I mean, he dragged himself into the underbrush.
Just kind of open up, mow down, open up on the underbrush.
All right. Make a shooting check. Negative six on top of your injured roll.
So negative eight?
Yeah.
Now that's a 10. So negative eight.
Uh-huh.
Four.
That hits.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You hit. You hear a scream.
It's like, hold on. There we go.
Okay.
Well,
you don't have to. Okay. So what are you going to do next?
And back in gear.
Okay. There's four more hover bikes coming at you from the front.
Yep. I was kind of waiting for that. I mean, Berg.
Yeah. The guy was just, yeah. Well, what are you going to
do? I'm gonna try to run them down.
They're on hover bikes.
I can impact.
He's in a big truck.
Yeah, your hover truck is a lot slower and lower to the ground than hover bikes. Hover bikes have a much higher ceiling than yours, especially because yours is low down, weighed down by cargo, right?
I guess I'm gonna have to shoot at them. I can't outrun them, clearly.
You can outrun them if you go off the road through the forest and, like, you know, indoor, right? Like, trying to weave them, lose them.
All right, well, I guess we're going off-road.
Yeah, make a drive check.
Berg!
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, okay. It didn't. Okay. I did not succeed again.
All right, they yell at you. They surround you. There's four of them. There's one in front, one on each side, and one behind you. And they yell at you to pull over, or they will burn you out of the cockpit.
Erg.
I think we're gonna have to fight them off, guys.
Erg.
Erg. Well, here's the thing. You're going to lose the cargo. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Either way, they're going to shoot up the cargo. There's no way to win this fight without losing the cargo. So, yeah. We don't actually have to do the fight. Make a shooting check. See how bad it is.
Yeah. 3. That's bad.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Give me each of you roll a d6.
I got a 6.
1. Roll again.
8 total.
8 total. Which one are you? Or are you Berg?
I'm Berg.
You're Berg. Berg is shot critically.
Berg. He's Berg.
Okay, whatever. one head of the Etin is critically shot and wounded, but you're
Berg.
You save his life. So we'll cut forward. You are knocked out. There's a huge explosion. You lose the cargo. And the they are all
lovely.
Yep. Yeah, they were on to you. Like, you tried to shoot them instead of running away or lying to them. But
that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't lie.
You could try.
No, I have. Yeah.
Well, you
the role would have been exactly the same.
Well, if you'd not gone back to shoot at him, to gun him down, you probably would have been able to get away.
Just kept going.
Yeah. But you made the wrong call. It's fine. It happens. So the cargo's lost. Is that everybody's action for phase 2? Well, you were...
Yep.
Yeah, you set up the ambush. You did the battlefield analysis. You lost... Yeah, you tried to get the cargo in.
Well, we've done the others. It's fine.
Yeah.
We lost one.
Yeah. So you don't get any damage, but you lost a truck, and Ergenberg are wounded. But
well, I suck.
No, yeah, it's fine. It happens.
We need to recruit Ergenberg now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of liking them a little too much now.
Yeah. So a new phase. So... The Benny's like, I heard you had some problems, stranger.
I did.
Look, your Tomorrow Legion people, they have a thought of money. You already gave me the cemetery. I feel bad. I can make another one more shipment to you. Just have your Tomorrow Legion people send more credits to my account.
At this point, we don't have a choice, do we?
So, yeah, someone else can do a phase world now. So phase 3, no one trained them, right? Or no, you trained them again, right?
No, nobody trained
them. Okay, no one trained them. All right. So, what do you want to do?
You're probably the best one to train them, Tom.
Yeah, well, the way I'm rolling right now, I don't know. I don't even know right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll say you can. Yeah, the -2. Yeah, you are pretty hurt, but yeah, you have shooting. Like, actually, training people to shoot was not going to be hard for you. You don't have a penalty for that.
Okay.
So you can train them without penalty. So
okay. No, I mean, I am going to do the combined arms at this point because I don't have time to do one.
Well, right now they only have one training, so like it's still the basics, but you can still train them. So just give me a shooting check.
Oh my god. Ermagerd.
Berg.
8.
Alright, yeah. So they're trained. You two. Yeah.
It's like, that's how you shoot.
So
that's why we looked at
the arms. Someone can get arms.
Yeah, someone else wanna do that? Yeah.
One of us could, like, do something better that you could do in town.
All of you can
we can't get, train them again.
You can time. You have battle. You don't even have to make a roll. You could also, the coalition recruited outsiders to help them. You could do the same thing. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing Rifts is full of, it's murder hobos and adventurers. You know, assholes who look around for quests to save the world.
For money.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a sack full of quest reward.
Uh-huh. I'll say, you know, there's like, you can make up groups, but there's 3 of that you know of. You could spend an action. 2. Actually, you could spend, let's see here. If you roll, actually, yeah, give me a battle or some kind of social check to find a bunch. If you roll an 8 above, it won't take up an action. If you roll less than an 8, it'll be, or actually, no, you could spend a Benny and just say you know some.
You got a lot of Bennies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
By making your life miserable.
Such is life.
All right. So there's 3 groups you know of in the area. It will take an action to recruit one. You have to go out and appeal to them and bring them back in. So that's going to take your action to try to recruit one. One is Randy and the Splatterpunks.
It's kind of fun.
Then there's Epsilon Division, And then there's Logan Lighthammer and his friends. So
let's start with Logan Lighthammer.
Okay, that'll be your action to go and recruit him and his adventurers. So yeah, Logan Lighthammer is actually at a ley line fighting a monster. He's wearing very cool customized power armor. And he does looks have
like Captain N.
Yeah. He
looks like Captain N.
Yeah, with a big magic warhammer. And all of his companions all look like one is
a power glove.
A big guy with a Gatling gun who's chomping on a cigar. Another one is a ninja, but she's sexy. And there's like a thing that shouldn't talk, but it does. Like maybe an animal or like a refrigerator. Something really improbable. And
an animal
maybe,
riding a refrigerator.
There you go. They're a duo. So yeah, Tom, what's another adventuring trope type character who's part of Logan Lighthammer's crew? Like, like maybe someone dark and tortured.
No, like, you know, the young and perky tech girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's there. You know, she's got glasses. She's like, well, my
pink hair, cyber arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jason, what's another one?
Oh, I'll go for the tortured one. Like, got the guy liner.
Yeah.
Nobody understands him.
Devil May Cry fashion sense. Yeah. So.
Wait, like hair combed over one eye.
Oh, yeah. Very
definitely.
Good.
Yeah. You can barely see like a different colored pupil sticking through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they finish killing the monster. As they see you, it's like, hey. And the ticker goes, oh, my cyber computer says that that's Daryl. He's part of the Tomorrow Legion. And look, my cyber indicates that he has the quest-giving icon. What? Oh, wow. Anyways, yeah, they banter with each other for 2 minutes before they
acknowledge it. We do violence for money.
Yeah, so, yeah, give me a notice skill, Jack.
Not another one.
Yeah, not another one. More souls who need me to rescue them from the pain of oblivion.
That's a 4.
All right. Yeah, you've seen the type before. These people are, yeah, make your pitch.
Hail and well met, heroes. We have some villagers that are in need of defense from those who would take advantage of them. And the Tomorrow Legion has come to help, but our resources are stretched thin in terms of manpower, so we're here to ask for the help of other noble souls who are willing to earn some coin.
They accept. You don't even have to roll. But with your notice check, you realize that, yeah, this is a side quest to them. So they're going to be, you're going to have to, like, keep an eye on these assholes. They're going to,
you don't need them to get sidetracked by another side quest.
That's the biggest problem, right? Like, you got to
keep. Like, the main quest, they don't care about the side quests.
They want to do all the side quests, but if there's another side quest, they may go do that and just assume they can always come back to defend the town later. Uh-huh. They don't know about time as a concept. What is time? It's a Western RPG, not a JRPG. There's no persona day management bullshit. Fucking Persona 5. Anyway.
She was awesome.
It's too stressful. I don't want to deal with that high school shit. Anyway, I love that music though. So yeah, that's your action. You recruited them. So recruited Logan Lighthammer. So they will win their battle, but they'll just be annoying. You trained the people there, Steve, and you're going to go pick up the stuff, right?
I need someone to drive though.
All right. Well, these two are doing that. So yeah, Tom, who would be a driver in Neo Rala? What's another citizen? Who's been recruited to go be a driver?
They call him Cabby.
Cabby.
It's like, okay. I'm gonna, because he drives like the one cab through town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but of course, you know, he's an older guy, always cheerful, but he has a number of medals from various military organizations and like patches for driving like things. Apparently, like he has like like hover bike racing patch. An armored vehicle patch.
Okay. Yeah. Is this Ernest Borgnine from Escape?
It completely is.
Okay. Yeah. God damn it. Yeah. No, that's totally fine. That's your driver. He's driving a truck now. Another hover truck. This is at a quarry. Just one of many generic quarries in
probably limestone.
Yeah. Definitely limestone. And the drive there is fine. You pick it up. And there's some basically zombies come out of the water holding multiple crates of stuff, and they just load it in there without saying a word. And
by the way, he always has a story like, this reminds me of a mission I did where zombies came out of the water.
You tell us like the deal you made and who you made it with?
Of course. Okay. I'm
I'm just like,
oh, I don't lie because like, I think it's wrong.
Talking about,
hey, I don't lie because A, I don't like doing that, and B, I can't.
Gypsy woman said.
So, yeah, give me an honest check on the way back.
Yeah, seven.
Seven, yeah. There's a hoverbike patrolling the area. You spotted it. You, of course, you're now more alert because you heard about what happened to Steve. So you spotted it earlier. So how do you want to deal with this?
Well, since he told us about the hoverbikes earlier.
Also, I said, don't back up and finish them off.
I'm going to make this thing look like some monstrous hell beast just charging through like our cargo truck to just scare the shit out of the biker.
You have a power that does that?
Fear?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Ask a stupid question.
You're a scarecrow, basically.
Yeah, give me a spy check.
Because I'm trying scarecrow. To, like, you know.
Don't attack us this time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The city where fear is.
Actually, no, he's not got a D8 spirit. All right, you need to beat a five.
Seven.
All right, yeah. Yeah, using psychic powers to terrify him and they get a rampaging monster. Is there a good way to disguise your weapon shipment, weirdly enough? And
sorry, like, I'm not thinking as clearly as I normally do. I was in 20 Gs for a while.
Yeah, and why was that?
You know why.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Priorities!
Yeah, priorities. Well,
the
yeah.
side quest is more important than the main quest.
Right.
That's only, like, I only spent 2 fade points on this side quest.
Yeah, out of your 3.
And it was the right decision.
Okay, cool.
It was definitely a decision.
Yeah.
It was completely the correct decision.
I mean, Berg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys are fine.
All right. So you get the weapon shipment in. So you get some necromantic powered weapons.
We should probably make sure we train this phase if we haven't yet.
You did train. You trained for 2 of the 3 phases so far. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, but this is the 4th phase.
Can I do, I'll do combined arms this time.
Well, now we're at the 4th phase. So, yeah, now you can because this is only your second time training. So the difficulty will be higher. So, yeah. But you are good at it. But, yeah. So, yeah, difficulty.
Is this where I need to go set up in this phase?
Whoever is training them for combined arms will need to make a target number 10.
Jesus.
I now can be shooting. So, but, yeah, you don't have any bennies to reroll or anything like that. Only one person can try. So if you think you're a bad enough dude.
To rescue the president?
To train them. Because, like, you're basically the reason why it's so difficult, by the way, is because you're doing this on a compressed time.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to get this right the first time. You don't have
the luxury. You juiced.
Yeah, if only you juiced or you had time travel powers and you could just manipulate.
Yeah, that guy's an asshole.
Well, yeah.
I think we understood that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now he's in time hell because the instant he lost, actually one of you could spend a Benny to get an advantage for this. All right. Who's a friend who comes into town to help with the training?
The risk version of Ash.
Ash from Evil Dead?
Yeah, because we're right. Doing the ha-hoo-ha thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You give him the Predator handshake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in Mexico, yeah.
In honor of Carl Weathers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And yeah, you're able to. So you get a +2 in your roll. So you only need a target number of 8. Basically.
All right,
you're welcome.
8.
Okay,
there right you go. Off.
All right, so you do with the combined arms. And you do.
Look, all right, cool. And that is how you kill a bitch.
Yeah. So then now they know how to fight at long range. They know how to fight at short range with weapons that. Weep and moan and like do some scary shit.
And you know what? I told use that to intimidate the enemy by just being totally cool with it.
So, Daryl, what do you want to do this phase? You could try and recruit another group. You know where they are. You could try to get more weapons that, well, you don't really have time to do that. You set up another trap.
Let's recruit some more mercs.
Actually, no, you could do equipping if you also, like, one of you makes a deal, one of you transports the deal. You could do that in the same phase. I'd allow that. But mercs are good too. Yeah, you could both recruit. You could take one merc group and you could recruit the other merc group.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Or since I'm already setting up a trap, you could set up a trap there and I'll recruit
someone. Here, there, a trap, everywhere, a trap.
Yeah.
Your choice. I'm good with whatever.
I'm going to recruit the Splatter Boys or whoever they are.
Randy and the Splatterpunks.
Yeah.
All right. So they are currently murdering a flesh pit, which is a pit full of flesh. And tentacles and mouths and things like that. And things come out of it and they're bad and everyone hates them. And but it's really gross killing them. But man, they have their vibro chainsaws. And you didn't know that was possible. But they have a lot of And
technically every chainsaw, vibro chainsaw.
Well, mega damage chainsaws. Okay. Yeah. So they love really close in bloody techniques, and they're quite violent. And yeah, they are. There's some crazies with them. There's a juicer or two. Yeah, there's some trolls, some ogres. Yeah, these are boys who like hack and slash bullshit. So what's your pitch?
You boys tussle with the Coalition?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
You like tussling with the Coalition?
Yeah.
We can get you up close and personal. Save some lives to boot.
Wait, who are you with?
I was sent by the Tomorrow Legion. Folks down in Neo.
Oh, man, that sucks. We can't do it.
Hold on. Why not?
Y'all want us for crimes?
What crimes?
Dismemberment, aggravated dismemberment. We cut off a lot of limbs. Now, they deserved it, but, like, we have some unpaid bar tabs.
Like, okay, how many, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many limbs?
A pile.
So, would you call it a large?
Like a pile that big enough that you could jump into, like, a pile of leaves.
Well, but who hasn't done that?
Well, not a lot of people. That's why we'd set it up so they could have the joy. Oh, yeah. Also, the insurance fraud.
Insurance fraud.
Look, we need these chainsaws are so expensive to run. We had to commit some fraud. So you radio back to the Tomorrow Legion, and yeah, they nothing unforgivable, but like,
well, maybe.
Give him a one.
Ragnar Thunderaxe just kind of like you radio him the situation. Ragnar's like,
can we call this probation or community service?
It's come to the, yeah, no, it's your call.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, I got you a plea deal that'll get you paid.
All right. Yeah. They're in. So yeah, Randy and the splatterpunks are in. So they are eager to jam.
To splatter some punks?
To splatter some punks. That's right. And what were you doing?
Well, I can either go sabotage the ruins.
Yeah. You setting up a trap doesn't mean you can only execute one trap, but you can set up a trap someone else executes.
Or I can get the other group. What's the other group? The middle one?
Epsilon Division.
Sure. Let's get the other group.
So you meet them at a very clean and well-maintained, like, prefab, like, Quonset hut. Like, it's a very clean-looking military little facility that's been set up recently. They have some vehicles there. They have some people, like, engaging in marksmanship practice. Like, these are extremely well-disciplined soldiers. But you have psychic senses. So it's immediately apparent to you that none of these are living beings. They have flesh, they blink, they breathe, they sweat, and none of them are alive.
Okay.
Everything's fine. One of them's like,
greetings, sir. You're here to report to our division chief. Come this way.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so you let in, sir. A man comes to attention. There's this officer dressed in like a pre-riff stylish military uniform. He salutes you. He's like, hello, I'm Division Chief Smith. I'm with Epsilon Division.
Vance Hellspring.
Vance Hellspring with the Tomorrow Legion.
Yes.
It is an honor to meet you, sir. You have an excellent reputation on the battlefield.
Oh, I didn't even know I had a reputation. Okay.
We keep dossiers on many of the major players in the region.
Oh, all right then.
We have contacted Tomorrow Legion about financials, and you, of course, you meet our quote. So I just want to say it would be an honor to fight alongside you. The Coalition is definitely an enemy of the Epsilon Division.
Well, very well then. Let's put you guys to use and then help out the New Orala.
Well, there is one ask though.
I figured.
So
we would like, assuming the battle is successful, we would like whatever surviving members of the Tomorrow Legion are there to record a video testimonial speaking to our excellent battlefield skills and our human nature.
We are human.
Yeah, I'm sure there's at least one member of the Tomorrow Legion that could do it.
Ideally you, since you're our contact. Yeah. Yeah. That would help a lot of villages and other smaller groups and carrot merchants, trade caravans, who are hesitant to sign on to recruit us. to use as protection and you know, military protection and our many other services, because I don't know if you're aware of the Epsilon Division.
I have no idea about your organization.
Yes, we're very new.
But if I am to,
that's why we need the testimony, because we don't have much of a reputation yet.
And I would need to know the ins and outs of your organization then if I properly give you.
I want to address the sort of elephant in the room. And I applaud you.
Please do.
There's a very unfortunate rumor going around.
And what is that?
That we're robots. And that's cannot be further from the truth. I love beer. Goes mechanically, opens up a bottle of beer and starts drinking. Delicious. Do you want a beer?
I am fine.
Yes. You don't. Size talkers don't often have, according to our databases.
Libations, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
But there is this unfortunate reputation. We would like to counteract that through public service, like protecting this village from the predations of the coalition.
So not getting any kind of like mines off of these, they are robots? Is that kind of my assumption? Okay.
They don't have living mines. They do not have any PPE. They do not have any energy. Destroying it would be like destroying something that is inanimate to you.
Okay.
But they smell human.
Okay.
They radiate warmth. Yeah. They look human. They act human. They sound human.
Yeah.
They're T-800s. Well,
the only thing that... I'll agree to this, but give me some details about some of the things you've done in the past so I can talk you up.
Okay. Yeah, what do you want to roll?
I'll put in some cool music. Well, I mean, and
because I've got to persuade him, right?
No, he agrees. Like,
Oh, in research.
Okay, sure.
Like, who the fuck are these guys?
Six. They've only been active for like 6 months.
Okay.
They just kind of appeared out of nowhere with this incredibly professional, discipline bearing, brand new equipment.
What are some of their actions that they've done?
They mentioned some things that you've actually heard about, like killing certain monsters that come out of the deep rifts.
So evil.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm looking at.
Yeah, they've slayed evil. They protect ability. They actually are acting very above board. They have been wanting to make contact with the Tamara Legion ever since.
Oh, do they bleed?
Yeah.
I don't care about that. As long as they're killing the evil, and they're not the evil themselves.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm going for.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've never, as far as you can tell, certainly all the actions he talks about is like fighting Federation of Magic demons and coalition troops.
Okay.
Which are basically demons.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. You got them?
Good. Yay, we've recruited
dog boys.
Yeah.
Mercenaries.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Aww.
They don't have a choice.
All right. So.
And I would pet them.
Is there a corgi breed of dog boy?
There better be now. At this point. Yeah.
Is that yours?
Yes. Here's another thing.
I got it.
Yeah, no, at this point now, I want there to be a corgi.
All right, you three can discuss your finer plans before the night of the big battle. Is that good? Oh.
Don't do what I did. That's my advice.
Which time?
Oh, the time I got attacked by bikes. You know about that.
Yeah. I just had a different series of images flash through my head.
Really? That's the only thing I can think of.
Sorry, I've been writing a lot of children's songs lately, and so the thought of being attacked by bikes means something completely different to me right now.
Oh, I see what you're getting at there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would.
It's been weird working with some of these folks after spending so much time around children. So many of them, it's like it's the same, but also different.
So you're saying in some ways things are the same, but in other ways things are very different.
Yeah. I'm starting to worry about like the world that we exist in where everyone behaves like children.
Strange.
And not in the good way.
No. I mean, we clearly don't.
Yeah, of course
not. No, we're professionals.
Yeah.
Though there are times... Uh-huh. I do wonder why they made me an officer, but surely they had a good reason.
I mean, they obviously...
I said why. Like, you keep showing up to all the missions.
Yeah.
I know, that's why...
You have twice the experience of anyone else in the team.
Well, there is that, yeah.
And you spend all that time cooking.
I'm one of the best shots and best fighters in the group.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I have a charming personality.
Yeah, have you heard of the Peter Principle? It's actually a real world thing about like how people get promoted to their level.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. That's you.
I should say they get promoted to the point that they're no longer useful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then I'm going to keep finding out that I still am.
Yeah. Yeah. As you nearly die.
And become a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you stop being useful.
Yep.
Upon my death. Upon but you know what? Death. If I die, I'm not going to end up as a small human child in Carcosa.
Yeah.
And that.
She dies.
I'm disappointed, Tom. It would have been so easy. You would have made so many more rolls.
You could have thrown everything in front of me and I probably would have agreed except for that.
But Tom, you also robbed everyone of the one day future Carcosa scenario where you get to play Steve. The child, angry about being a child.
I mean, that's Carcosa. Not off the table.
Yeah. The deal is still there.
Well, this yeah. Well, that could be the, that yeah. could be the alternate universe
okay.
where I did make that deal.
All right. So
okay, we totally discussed our plan. That's exactly what we did. We didn't do anything else.
Yeah. So wait, you did set up another trap.
No, you were great.
Okay,
we got all the mercenaries.
All right,
but I'm going over to
I want prepare all this the trap. And,
see you guys later.
Let's see.
Maybe.
All right. Yeah. So the force of the enemy is mostly infantry with light vehicle support. They don't have any heavy mecha. They do have some power flying and power armor units. They do have a lot of hover bikes. Again, they're trying to do this low and cheap, and they just figure
they're villagers.
Well, they're villagers. Yeah, they're going to have low morale. They're just going to crumble at the first sign of defense because Rala does have some walls and it does have some fortifications. But you've trained them in combined arms shit. You have them on ready, and yeah. So we know where you are because you're ready to set off the trap at the edge of the forest to cripple their communications at the time they need it most, when they're breaking cover and running over open ground.
I'll be on the front line.
Or going into vehicles on open ground, basically. Light vehicles.
Are you sure you want to be on the front lines?
Like, you're defending. You're in a fortified, you're in a walled town. You just stand on the walls.
No, but that's what I meant. I'm going to be right there to
direct fire. Yeah. So yeah, you're with the troops. To lead them, and basically your main job isn't shooting per se, it's telling them who to shoot at.
Yeah, like directing fire.
Yeah, directing fire, yeah. And you have those weapons, those necromantic weapons are punching above their weight, like a rifle is, like you've done enough testing to know these weapons, yeah, this he was not bullshitting you, these weapons are...
Because Vinny wouldn't bullshit.
He wouldn't bullshit. So, what about you, Daryl?
Coordination.
Coordination, so you're basically in the command and control, monitoring everything, watching.
With magic!
Yeah.
And psionics!
Mm-hmm.
And so play a rousing tune to get everyone pumped up for war.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm just banging on
war. Does your mind link work that far away?
Huh?
Does your mind link work that far away that you establish one with me?
More than likely with the Rift's rules and that I have mega magic, yes.
Yeah.
So you're already taking care of...
Because I won't have any other form of communication.
I know.
Yeah. So... The two of you have two, one, each of you needs to make at least one skill check, and that's just your basic thing. But also, you could be a big damn hero throughout sometime in the battle, which means you're automatically going to take a wound, and then you get that gives you the chance to make a second roll that'll give you an additional victory point. So that, and of course, if you do that, you're out. You're going to be like on the ground and like
you'll be recovered. Incapacitated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So like,
I'm probably not going to be doing that.
Okay. So
unless it gets truly dire.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This is all going to be sort of resolved at once, right? Like this is just like, there's too much going on that we could spend three sessions doing every single phase because there's a lot of
like fighting. Attacking
Phoenix Command.
Yeah. We're not Phoenix Commanding this. So we'll start with Daryl first. So what do you want to roll for your standard roll?
Do you have the Ed
to contribute to the battle?
Is he Ed? Psionics to mind link and right. coordinate communication.
Yeah. Give me a roll.
Do you have the Ed and beating a giant war drum?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
15.
All right.
Damn, son.
All right. The advantage of that is that if you do decide to be a big game hero, you'll get a +4 to your roll. You will take a wound, though. Uh-huh. And if you fail that roll, you'll take a lot more damage.
Uh-huh.
So basically, you're in the command and control. You see the attack coming. You have enough sensors. And with your psionic shit, you can literally feel the mind of everybody. Wait. And you're pulling
from everybody. Is psionic shit a technical term?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we'll come up. You don't have to decide if you want to do
that. I already know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You are going to be, or you're not.
I already know how I'm going to be a big dad.
Okay. Now. All right. So we'll get first, let's find out what Tom's first, or Steve's first role is. So I assume shooting.
Yes.
All right. Give me a shooting check.
This means just directing fire.
Directing fire. This will be at your penalty, though, because this is battlefield conditions, not training people.
Okay. 4. I still succeeded.
It's a base success. So, yeah, you don't take any damage. You're not, you're holding your own. Like, you're not losing, but you're not pushing the envelope further. But between that and you shooting, between the two of you, both of you working together, you identify the exact time that Vance needs to pull the trigger, which is now. So the forces come out of the forest just as they're coming from the ruins on the other side. So they're coming. They coordinated pretty well, and they're attacking on both sides, laying into your fire with like rocket launchers and missile launchers and long range rail guns and shit like that. So like you're taking a lot of fire as well, and they're hitting every time you pop up. They target you. So this is the time to hit them with the EMP to fuck up their communications, so they can't like. Keep suppressing Steve and
suppressing fire.
So you want to do difficult, right? So you want. All right, so you have two choices: one, do it clean, very high target number, or two, lower target number, and you take an attack, and we'll see if it meets your toughness. Like, what's your current toughness with your armor?
Current toughness with the armor is 6.
Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to try and pull off cleanly? Or do you want to like?
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to cast.
Do you want to? Yeah.
Well, I was going to cast protection to give me some.
Okay, you can extra, cast that first. Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll hit it.
All right. What does protection give you? Do you know off the top of your head?
Nope. All right. Because I didn't write it all down. Because
yeah, that's why we have the books.
Yep.
All right. So first off, protection raises your armor by 2. You can actually, if you make your science check first, you can raise it even more if you get a raise. Okay, you get an 8.
Yeah, I got a 7. That was close.
Okay.
So my toughness goes up or my...
Actually, you can get, well, you can spend 1 additional power point or ISP and get 4 points of armor.
So. Let's do it. I'll spend...
All right, so you get 4 points of armor, so you have a toughness of 10.
Sweet.
And... That's 3. Yeah. All right, now you can roll whatever you think makes sense to identify. It could be notice.
Notice,
yeah. You'll need a target number 8.
I'm really close. Can I?
Actually, you can spend a Benny.
Just get the...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got a 7.
Okay, that's close enough. Like I said, I'm playtesting this. So with the Benny, you set up a couple additional sensors to give you a better indication of when to trigger it, and you trigger it. Now here comes the fun part.
Here comes the boom.
It's fine. You are in exposed position, so
hit me.
That is 21 damage. So that is going to be 2 wounds.
Welcome to the club, man. Yeah.
So you were knocked the fuck out. You're stunned for a moment, and but you're you know, as you were hit by the initial attack, but that barrage, but that EMP fucks up all their sensors, fucks up their weapons, and Steve is able to pop up and really lay into them as they're in open ground, giving you a chance to get out. So give me athletics or stealth to get to safety.
Stealth, I guess.
Yeah. Or -2.
Can't. I mean, how long does it take to cast heal?
Well, that's an action.
Can I do that?
If you do that, they will have a chance to shoot at you again.
Yeah.
Just PTFO first, then heal. Yep.
4. Hold on. 5.
5. All right. Let's see.
I believe in you.
That one. Yeah, you beat him. Yeah,
I'm holding my shit together.
Basically, you're belly crawling across an open field through grass. Like they have tall prairie grass, you know, and like you're belly crawling through it as the walls of Neo-Rala are shooting above you. And
I just want to say, like, come to the sound of the screams.
Yeah, all the weapons are screaming.
It's like a screaming or like a orchestra,
all right.
A choir of the damned.
So. That goes off, so it gives you +4 BP through that action, and that's going to make a huge difference. I'll calculate how many you get total, because you also have all your mercenaries, which are actually variable. They each roll a D4 for how many BP they grant, so we'll see how they do. Uh-huh. But yeah, what's your big damn hero action?
So the command center takes a hit because the hover bikes are actually mm-hmm. making progress in encroaching yeah. the front lines. And so
they just bomb you. Like they just like yeah. throw down chest satchel charges from like 5,000 feet up.
Yeah. yeah. So then, yeah, I'll just cast fly and then just be a big flashy distraction to keep them from dropping more satchels.
All right.
Have yeah. some music and sounds. And
yeah.
And
sound.
yeah. All right.
You'll make this be your children's song. Like, that'd be great for this.
Yeah. That's, target number six.
That's how I assume I'm taking a wound.
Yeah.
Is that they do get some hits in?
Oh yeah. They're like,
I got an 8, though.
All right, that's an 8. That's enough. So that gives you an additional VP. This one.
Free falling.
All right. So basically, yeah, they're basically people with cybernetically enhanced eyes and arms, like light cyborgs and juicers who are basically have footballs, but they're explosive. And they're just chucking them down on there. They're just like very smart bombs, and you fly up, distract them, they take out pistols to shoot at you, but they can't like focus on bombing the target, because like throwing a small thing 5,000 feet onto a particular ability is pretty fucking hard, and without that focus they can't like target the command center. So that was one of their big plays, was disrupting your command and control, and so their attack stalls out because they are just getting shot up. Getting mega damage weapons are really nasty in an open field. Like, you have nowhere to hide. They just fucking, even infantry weapons. Those, you know, rail guns powered by the souls of the dam are really fucking good at cutting down dudes.
That's right. We bought them at a high price.
All right. So there's three mercenary squads, murder hobos. They're not mercenaries. So each one is a D4. So who wants to roll for?
I think we should each.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to. Well, I'll say you roll for Logan. You roll for, yeah, and you roll for the Splatterpunks.
Fair enough.
Three.
Four. Three, three, four. Okay. Damn, all right.
They were good purchases.
They were very good purchases. That is 10. All right.
So you got a Tanya.
All right, so base analysis and scouting is 2. You got 3 out of 4 training. So that's 5 total. Plus 2. Mouse. Yeah, so that's your 5, 10. Let's see here. 2 for combined arms. No, plus 1 for combined arms. Combined arms. Then let's see, plus 4 for the trap. And I think that's about it. So 10 for the mercenaries, 5 for training, scouting, and analysis, 15. 1 for combined arms, 16.
20.
And you needed,
big damn hero point.
Oh, big damn hero point. So plus 1 for that. So 21.
21 jumpster.
And I said you needed 12 because the way it was working, I figured 1 point per phase.
Oh, okay.
But like some of the, like the idea was that like 1 point per action on average, but some of it was like you had to do 2 actions to get 2 victory points, but both of them had to be successful, which didn't obviously, like the failed weapon shipment. Mm-hmm. That was 2 points that didn't work out. And if I could have been mean, I could have been like, no free shipment. You had to spend another action to make another deal mm-hmm. and do that. But yeah, I was you had bennies and stuff to spend. And yeah, the mercenaries, obviously very useful.
Doing their job.
Yeah. And they're just going to definitely not cause problems later on.
I mean, if the mercenaries earned 3 instead of 10, mm-hmm. that could have like really turned the tide against us. So
yeah. With 21, yeah, it's a complete massacre, a complete, like a decisive victory. You rout the enemy forces, they break, they scatter. Those that survive, the coalition lost they lose the entire force. It disbands. And you are victorious. It's a morale point. People know that the Tomorrow Legion protects the people that ask for help. The coalition is weak. It's just another one of their, like, even though it's not officially a coalition force,
everyone knows who's responsible.
Yeah. The coalition denies it, of course. They're just, those are just mercenaries. And I was like, oh, wow, good for the Tomorrow Legion. They can kill some bandits. Big deal.
Ew.
Yeah. But they downplay it as much as
I like to think that's what Emperor Prosek's doing. Oh, look at them.
But yeah, all the players really know what happened.
That's what matters.
Neil Rolla.
You know, because a new single just hit the airwaves, making fun of the coalition.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I keep on running.
So, yeah, it's about as good of a victory as you could ask for. So, Logan and the Lighthammers.
Put on out of Rolla.
Neil Rolla, of course, is because it's such a decisive victory, they don't even, you know, they tell you the Lighthammers broke into so many people's houses. They didn't break in. They just walked in any door that was unlocked, and they just took whatever they could find, and they broke every pot. So many vases. So much pottery was destroyed. But they did find a lost kitten and return it to a little girl there.
Aww.
They corralled all the chickens.
They corralled all the chickens for some reason, and they went to the cemetery, and you hear just a lot of fighting in the cemetery. So,
hey, problems that solve themselves.
We should.
Grignar is like, do you really trust the Epsilon Division?
Well, I didn't recruit them, but they seem to come through for us in a pinch.
All right. Oh yeah, I'm doing my pitch. Roll persuasion.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a 3.
Oh, you get a +2 bonus. They coach you on how to to say. They're actually really good at coaching you to sound more human and more
human. Convincing.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not human. All right.
Yeah. He's really good at mimicking what you say and then like says it back with almost your exact voice in a more convincing way.
Isn't eerie at all.
Yeah. No. Why would you say that?
Well, they're humans. Look at them.
Yeah. We're very human. It's a very human design. I mean,
it's a human thing.
Yeah, it's a human thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Randy and the Slatterpunks immediately take over the Cat and the Fiddle in Branson. And there's just, they start the ultimate slap fighting ring championship.
Yes.
They bring it back. They found some old footage.
Yeah. Something, it is revived.
And Ragnar is just. Actually, you get a visit from the MP, the police, who's like, you really had to make that deal with the fucking Slatterpunks. We got slap fighters coming from all over.
Oh, I didn't make the deal. He did.
I did. Yeah.
Made the deal with the Epsilon guys.
Oh, my God. It's a good thing you won that fucking battle. I hope it was worth it. God damn it. We have so many. The jails are just now full of people who are like, slap fight betting, training for slap fighting.
There are worse things.
They're dealing performance enhancing drugs, illegal ones for slap fighting. Like there's just
cybernetic slapping arms. Slapping arms.
Yep. It's just a mess. But the Tomorrow Legion's like, you won the battle. Who cares?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We didn't just win. We decisively.
If there's anything that we've learned about these guys, that they'll get bored and move on to something else.
Yeah. Eventually. Yeah. They're talking about.
They're also not that smart and will probably easily cross a line that we can manage.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And
we get back, like, I am going to now take a very long nap.
Here's
Take the bottle of acid. I'll just eat the entire bottle.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, just chew it up and eat it.
Plastic and all.
Give you, they have a fucking Bacta healing tank, basically. They fucking just.
But it's like a waterbed.
Yeah, it's a waterbed. Yeah, it's really nice.
Like
your bones start regrowing,
there's my bones.
Yeah. So
I like to think like my grandma just looking at me, just couldn't keep your bones intact. I did what I could, and like, but you defeated that fucking time cook.
Chronic,
fuck that guy.
Yeah. She leaves, and then you hear a little boy laugh.
go. Diddle yourself, kid. I'm not gonna listen to you. I made no deal.
So far.
I wear no mask either.
You'll be here sooner or later.
I want you, little piece of shit. You're a little pint-sized piece of shit. That's what you are. Yes,
that's
you are.
We like you.
We're seeing some interesting readings in the Bacta tank.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, yeah.
He's dreaming. Comments. Let's,
what do you think of this structure for the scenario?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that a lot better. Yeah. Just straightforward fights.
Sometimes failing roles has consequences.
Yeah, weird. Yeah.
Weird.
Those consequences can still be fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Indeed, yeah. Absolutely.
I wasn't complaining at all.
Okay. That's a point. Yeah. It happens. Like you just made the wrong call and it happens.
I'm not the brightest bulb in the drawer.
Yeah.
But I think I should be leveling up here again because I've been
Yeah, I mean, I put the rules in the group chat, and we can talk about it off.
Actually, probably is time for you to.
Yeah. Okay, so I know what I'm going to do, and now brace yourself, guys.
Every three, right?
Now, brace yourself. I'm going to give me points in battle.
Good job.
I'm actually going to, like, maybe I should learn tactics.
Proud of you.
I think that's what my grandma says to me.
Yeah.
Just act your wage, Tom. Just act your wage.
All right. So each of you gets a 20,000 credit bonus for saving Neo Rala. Because that was pretty big damn hero shit. So, yeah.
Now I'm back to 25 grand.
All right. Well, anyways, that's it for this session. We'll talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So this.